Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six, and I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Winter Park. We're in Xfinity Studios, and we have some questions. Let's get to the answers. Question number one comes from Ryan. Do you think we have a chance of getting a big-time wide receiver in free agency like Dez Bryant? Yeah, I think there's a chance the Vikings make a splash when it comes to free agency at the wide receiver position, but you have to remember when it comes to guys like Dez Bryant or Randall Cobb or Demaryius Thomas, all of whom are scheduled to be free agents this offseason, their teams have first crack at them. They can re-sign them or they can even slap the franchise tag on them. But once they hit the market, then they become fair game for everyone. It wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings went out and added some talent to the wide receiver position. What kind of name they get, only time will tell. The next question comes from David. Do you think the Vikings will get a replacement for Josh Robinson in free agency or the draft? Well, I think the Vikings will add some talent when it comes to cornerback and safety in free agency and in the draft. And if they can upgrade at a starting position like Josh Robinson's, they'll likely do that. But I thought Josh played pretty well this past season. In fact, he's probably one of the most improved players on the Vikings roster if you look at everyone's performances in 2013 compared to 2014. But that doesn't mean he can't be replaced. Josh Robinson will be on the roster and he'll battle for a spot this offseason, so he could win a starting spot again in 2015. But it won't surprise me if, just like wide receiver, the Vikings add some talent and competition at corner. The next question comes from Chris. What kind of stats do you believe would be reasonable to expect from Teddy next season? Well, I think you get into a dangerous area when you try and project stats, especially for quarterbacks, because the bottom line is you want victories. That's the only stat that matters when it comes to quarterbacks. If you need your quarterback to throw for a bunch of yards to get a victory, that's what you're going to ask him to do. But if you get a matchup where you don't need to throw for a bunch of yards and you need your quarterback to manage the game, that's what you can ask Teddy to do. That's the great thing about Teddy Bridgewater. I think he can do all those different things, all the things you ask a quarterback to do, Teddy can do them. So I'm not going to project stats for Mr. Bridgewater. Let's just see if he can win some games. Our next question comes from Josh in Canada. Will Norv Turner take advantage of Jerick McKinnon's background and introduce him into Minnesota's passing game on some trick plays? Well, Josh is referring to Jerick McKinnon's background as a quarterback at Georgia Southern. He ran the triple option when he was in college and playing for Georgia Southern. I'm sure Norv has some trick plays installed, and they do involve Jerick McKinnon, and he'll use those from time to time, but it won't be a staple of the offense. Why take a guy like Teddy Bridgewater out from under center when you have a quarterback you believe in? Norv does like to be tricky, and he'll use it from time to time, but he won't do it too much. Our next question comes from Cody in Waconia. Do you think the Vikings will look to upgrade at the left defensive end position where Brian Robinson has played for the past few years? Well, I say this with all the positions going into the offseason. I don't think any position is immune from being upgraded by the personnel staff in the offseason. You're always looking to add more talented players. And Brian Robinson plays a position, defensive end, where you need depth throughout a game and throughout the season. So I don't think it's a matter of looking to upgrade over B-Rob because he played well last season in Mike Zimmer's defense. But I think it is a matter of always making sure you have good depth at that position. The Vikings defensive line was one of the strengths of the team this year, and it wasn't just because of the four starters. It was because of great depth provided by guys like Tom Johnson, Corey Wooten, and Shamar Stephen. Our last question comes from Riley in Pine City, Minnesota. What will the Vikings do with Matt Asiata? He's a power horse specialist for short yards, and I'd like to see him return in purple this next season. Well, Matt is scheduled to be a restricted free agent, which means the Vikings are going to get first crack at him before he hits the open market. It won't surprise me if the Vikings choose to bring him back. I know Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner trust him quite a bit because of his ability not only to run the ball between the tackles and gain those short yardage situations, but also because of his ability in the passing game as a receiver and in the passing game as a blocker. So whether or not he's on the roster for next season, we don't know, but I do expect the Vikings will bring him back because Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner trust him. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for watching and thanks for submitting your questions. We'll be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll talk to you next week.